Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Esquilino neighbourhood in Rome. This very central, rather scruffy neighbourhood has long been famous for its lively market, which attracts people and flavours from all over the world. There are, however, plenty of Roman and Italian influences here too, creating an appetizing urban mix. Our guide is Monocle's Rome correspondent David Pleasant.
Rome's Esquilino district gets its name from the Esquiline Hill, on which the area stands, one of the famed seven hills of the ancient city. Esquilino that we see today is the result of a grand planning and construction boom that came when Rome was made capital of the newly unified Italy at the end of the 19th century. Now somewhat scruffy but grandiose blocks and wide straight streets dominate the area and give it plenty of contrast to much of Rome's quaint village-like historic centre. Being close to Termini, the city's central station, and being, for Rome anyway, particularly well served by two metro lines and plenty of rumbling trams, Esquilino has always attracted visitors and migrants from all over the world. The flavours, smells, sights and sounds of Rome's most multicultural neighbourhood are unmissable. And to perfectly complement this, many traditional Roman and Italian establishments flourish here too. If you start your visit in the morning, nowhere better for that delectable sugar rush than the Pasticceria Regoli cake shop at Via dello Statuto. This is a Rome institution. Founded in 1919, it has been serving up maritozzi, whipped cream-filled buns, from its spotless chrome and glass counters to residents for nearly a century. These buns sell out quick, so be sure to get there early. We continue northward to the urban nexus of Esquilino, the Piazza Vittorio Emanuele II, or simply Piazza Vittorio to locals. This vast square, which has a park with an array of ancient ruins set amongst the date palms at its centre, is flanked with impressive covered walkways, where you are more likely to hear Chinese, Urdu, Russian or Arabic spoken than Italian. Just off the square is one of Rome's largest and most colourful covered markets, the Nuovo Mercato Esquilino, where locals flood in to stock up on fresh ingredients. Flapping live fish and sacks of spices and seasonings, together with beautiful locally grown zucchini, aubergines and Roman broccoli. It's as mouth-watering a gastronomic experience as you could hope to find in Rome. Indian food is order of play directly outside the market. The Janta canteen serves up soulful curries and many vegetarian and vegan dishes that are near impossible to find elsewhere in the city. Of the dozens of communities that call Esquilino home, it is undoubtedly the Chinese one that dominates. And a few blocks southeast of Piazza Vittorio on Via Principe Eugenio is the legendary Hangzhou da Sonia restaurant, more commonly known simply as Sonia's, after the establishment's formidable proprietor. Sonia can be found at her counter, where she will firmly but fairly assign you a table. Sonia is in fact something of a local icon, recently being featured in a photo shoot for none other than fashion house Gucci. After an evening feast of dishes inspired by the Hangzhou province, perfect iced refreshment can be found at the cavernous Gelateria Fassi, which is appropriately referred to as the Palazzo del Freddo, or the Frozen Palace. Like a 1930s time capsule, Fassi feels not only like an institution, but like a vital local gelato facility, scooping up thousands of delicious portions by the hour. Despite Esquilino's very multicultural palate, there are plenty of more locally inspired options too. Trattoria Monti on Via Carlo Alberto is a hidden gem. This tiny trattoria serves up delicacies from the Marche region. tortello al rosso d'uovo, large ravioli filled with a loose egg yolk, or a delicious rabbit casserole are hard to resist. Rome, the eternal city, is not exactly somewhere associated with the concept of gentrification. Here, in Esquilino, the idea of an area being overrun by globalised young and middle-class types feels almost irrelevant given the frenetic, always buzzing nature of this part of town. But to be sure, the Esquilino neighbourhood has been attracting a decidedly worldly, urbane crowd. Nowhere is this more visible than at the Gatsby Cafe, housed in a beautifully preserved 1950s former hat shop. Here, looking over Piazza Vittorio, you can sip on a spritz and observe an area that is ever-changing, and yet remarkably timeless. For Monocle, in Rome, I'm David Pleasant.
This has been episode number 109 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to David for the tour in the Rome neighbourhood of Esquilino. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.